The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you see Kamala Harris, do you think, joy noises? Or do you see that she actually has had awful policies that have led to 50-year high inflation, literally tens of millions of illegal immigrants into our country? Because what this race has come down to is that the Democrat ticket is running off of a vibe of joy, happiness, even though it's actually ruining your life. And the Republican one is running on their past tenure. They're literally running off their past tenure on what they did the last time they were in office. Well, a panelist at CNN got trashed by another panelist when they were talking about Kamala Harris's joy fest. Take a look.
So this notion like joy isn't a strategy. Joy is actually what people want. This is what they want to feel right now. And they're feeling it from her. She's also laying out substantive policy proposals, which she did in her nominating speech. So yep. The idea that these two things are somehow mutually exclusive, I don't think that's true. And what she's doing right now is good politics.
The joy will continue until morale improves. People don't want to feel joy. They want to feel relief. The economic anxiety is real. And it is, you know, you can say inflation is down, and I know that's what the Democrats are going to argue. Not a single person who has bought a single thing in the last 4 years or in the last 4 minutes believes that. And I think you get in trouble in politics when you tell people something that does not match their lived experience.
So everyone stick
around. Strategist says people do not want to feel joy.
Yes.
Everyone stick around.
Joy is not a political strategy, guys. Joy comes from religion. It comes from family. It comes from community. All those things. Service. I mean, all of those things, yes, that is joy. It doesn't come from politicians. Not Kamala Harris, not Trump, not Ronald Reagan, not George Washington. No, it doesn't come from any of those things. It comes from the things that I just listed. It comes from God. That's it. So what the other panelist says is absolutely true as well. It isn't that we can't feel positive emotions for our politicians. That's fine. Obviously, if you have a politician you really like, it's okay to have positive emotions with them. That's fine. But they should be a relief for, you know, for you and your family. It's not that they're just making you joyful. They're the source of your purpose. No, it should just be, yeah, it's a relief that they're in there. And the reason why, in other words, is that the only good feeling from a politician is knowing that they are going to take politics out of your life. Because honestly, newsflash, as someone who does this, politics doesn't really make you that happy. Honestly, I like talking. Look, if you like talking about politics, that's fine. If that makes you happy, fine. Still shouldn't be the source of your joy. But politics themselves, in other words, getting power, being able to effectuate change in a power way, that's not a good thing. That it just shouldn't bring joy to your life. It's not a good thing. Politicians can give you relief. They can actively protect your liberties and prosperity. That's a good thing. As a Trump supporter, I don't want him to get up and as president and just happily talk about how great America is. I mean... He can do that, but that shouldn't be the source of my joy. That's not what Donald Trump's job would be. I want him to lower taxes. I want him to be behind the scenes, making it easier for businesses to grow, stopping illegal immigration, keeping the world safe. I mean, these are things that I want him to do, but honestly, do I want to hear that much about them? No. Should they be out there for people to see if they want to see them? Yes, of course. But they shouldn't be the source of my joy. And this is something that people have talked about. I'm not the first to talk about this, but Calvin Coolidge was kind of the last president who just kind of did a good job and stayed out of your life. And I know I'm sounding like a libertarian here, which I'm not a libertarian by any means, but I'm just saying you can do good things without having to be a celebrity. Because all Democrats want to do is be celebrities. You can see that just from the DNC, where they're bringing people up on stage who are all celebrities. And then, of course, treating people like Michelle Obama, like Taylor Swift. So these things are things that bring me relief, again, but they might help me experience joy because they allow me to live the liberties that help me experience joy, but those things are not actually the things that give me joy. In other words, Donald Trump could make it so churches are protected, and therefore I will be able to experience joy because I'll be able to worship my God. I'll be able to spend time with my family in church, serve my community through church service. But that doesn't mean the joy came from Donald Trump. It came from church and God. But Democrats' whole strategy is to make you feel joy from them, not from God, not from community, not from family. This is why, by the way, they tried their darnest to make it so you couldn't go to church or see your community during COVID. That's one of the clearest examples. And frankly, maybe I should be a little more broad about this and not just say it's Democrats. I'll give credit where credit is due. There's plenty of Republicans who have done this, and they're on the same boat. There's no excuse for them either. If you weren't able to go to church because of your state, if you weren't, I'm not talking about 2 weeks, I'm talking about past those 2 weeks. If you weren't able to go to church, if you weren't able to go to community events, it's because they want you to get your joy from them, not from those things. Again, you could still go down, you could go burn down buildings, you could go protest all you wanted just fine during COVID, because that was geared towards a certain political agenda. You could get your joy from burning down Minneapolis just fine, but finding joy in your faith or community, that's just a big no-no for Democrats. You can't allow it. So this actually predates Kamala Harris, and she's just wearing it like a mask, pun intended, by the way. Well, guys, I've talked about it on my show before, but I am very passionate about good health and working out. That's why I partnered with Alpha Progression. Alpha Progression is by far the most intuitive fitness app. I've talked about it before. One of the things I really love about it and what makes it so intuitive is that whether or not you have a set plan, if you've got a plan, you can keep track of it in the app so that you're, you know, getting towards progressive overload so that you're able to just continue progressing through your workouts. But if you have no plan and you're more of a beginner, you can just put your goals in there and they make a plan for you. I love that. It also integrates with your Apple Fitness app. So go check it out today. Again, it's at alphaprogression.com. Go to alphaprogression.com/Joshua. And what you'll get is 2 weeks of just a free trial. And then after that, you get 20% off that first month. Go check it out. Again, 2 weeks for free. You might as well just go see how you like it. Again, it's at alphaprogression.com/Joshua. Link is down in the description below as well. Well, guys, J.D. Vance was on the campaign trail and was speaking to journalists again, and something really weird happened. Watch it right here.
So the first question, look, a lot of people have talked to Brian Kemp, and I'm proud to be among them. I think he's been a good governor for the state of Georgia. I certainly gave him a phone call. I think 150 other people have given Brian Kemp a phone call and talked about the need to have a unified Republican team. I don't take any special credit for it. I think a lot of people deserve more credit than I do, including the President of the United States, because I think President Trump has been very, very aggressive at trying.
We all right? Yes, sir. All right.
Here we go. It's so human in here. I thought we lost one of our Secret Service agents. I was worried about him, but we're good. God bless you, man. Glad you're okay.
I have said it before, but J.D. Vance is so weird, guys. So weird. And let me tell you all the weird things that he does. That Kamala Harris, by the way, on the other hand, and Tim Walz would never dream of doing because they're just so weird. They're just so weird to them. At every event he has, I'm just going to list a few here. At every event that he has, J.D. Vance, which is like two a day, by the way, I mean lots of these, he takes questions from local journalists. I know, it's crazy. He actually does that. At every event that he is at, he calmly looks people in the eyes and answers their questions directly. I know, it's crazy. Kamala Harris, Tim Walz would never do this ever. It's way too weird. When a Secret Service member like this falls, he actually goes to help them up. This guy is weird, guys. A threat to democracy, even. Because of the way that he speaks, the way he just actually interacts with journalists and the American people and talks about his policy, not joy, not Joy, he must have talked, he should have talked about joy, but he didn't. He's just angry and talks about policy all day. Such a weird guy. And I have to make a confession, guys. Jokes aside for a sec. I have to make a confession. There's some feelings that I've been keeping in about J.D. Vance. I don't know if I've shared super openly on the show before. When I saw Donald Trump's short list of VP picks, J.D. Vance was on the bottom for me. I really didn't want to see. I mean, you had Glenn Youngkin. You had Ben Carson. You had Vivek Ramaswamy. By the way, all guys I still love. I wanted it to be someone else. I really did. And I still think that there are other people who would have done a great job. But after seeing J.D. Vance's campaigning and how hard he's working and answers so many questions really well, by the way. I mean, the amount of questions he takes on is astounding. But then, you know, every time a politician takes on a question, he or she takes on a little bit of risk. And it seems that every time J.D. Vance takes on a question, it's a slam dunk for him. So, again, I still believe he wasn't the best VP pick in terms of electability. What I mean by that is if Donald Trump had chosen Glenn Youngkin, maybe Donald Trump could have brought Virginia into play. Maybe not. I don't know. But you know, there's no doubt that J.D. Vance didn't bring anything else into play. That's all I'm saying. So in terms of electability, he still wasn't the best. I'm not going to say he's the best. But I do believe he actually might be the best person to serve as vice president, which I know it sounds stupid. I'm always thinking so much about the elections, and I still think it's important to think about the elections and winning, because winning, I mean, you can't rule, you know, you can't do your thing. You can't be, you know, replacing all of the horrible policies of the Kamala Harris Biden administration if you don't win elections. But at the same time, you also have to look who's actually going to be the best VP, and I think this guy is sharp. He's kind. He's got his policy positions down, and I think he has the potential to be a really great vice president, maybe even more than the other ones. So now I've got that off my chest. I'll gladly admit that I was wrong on J.D. Vance. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.